Our next item is subdivision 2008-5, Matthew Brenningham, revised preliminary, Batson Creek Estates.
This is a 110-lot cluster subdivision that received preliminary approval October 14th of 2009. According to our records, a one-year time extension would be needed. If the extension's granted, it would be retroactive to the preliminary date of approval, the anniversary date of preliminary approval. That would be valid until October 14th this year. The revision is for the deletion of the cul-de-sac that's located along the western portion of the site. By deleting the cul-de-sac, it would eliminate two stream ditch crossings and would preserve 100% of the forested areas. The applicant's also requesting that the condition requiring sidewalks on both sides of all streets be amended to include on one side only. I provided you a copy of the revised preliminary plan and a letter explaining these requests.
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to take up the issue of the time extension first by making a motion that regarding subdivision 2008-5, Batson Creek Estates, be granted a one-year time extension retroactive to the anniversary date, being valid until October 14th, 2011.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to grant a one-year time extension for subdivision 2008-5, Matthew Brenningham, Batson Creek Estates. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I had to.
Excuse me a minute, Mr. Smith. I had to ask for it, or Roger. I noticed that we didn't have record of one being.
Yeah, but we don't need a time extension yet.
That's correct.
We're subject to the 3-year.
This new 3-year one. Okay.
Yep, that's my fault.
Never mind.
Strike that.
You just got it.
Does it mean you're going to withdraw your motion there, Mr.
Smith? And I'll withdraw my second.
Okay.
Yes, I withdraw my motion.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
We're just getting used to the 3-year one.
Yeah, that's right.
Starting to roll in.
Starting to come in now.
Insofar as I'd like to get any comment or feedback from fellow commissioners, insofar as the revision of the cul-de-sac, eliminating the two-stream and ditch crossings, et cetera, I think seems good. But I have to say I'm hesitant to change the condition where we required sidewalks on both sides of the streets, because I think it's something that we as the commission have been looking towards, trying to enforce that as a requirement, and with the thoughts of public safety and the mobility within the cluster subdivision.
Ditto.
Is it a cluster or is it a standard?
Well, the lots are, some of them are like 7,700 square feet.
I just couldn't remember.
Yep. And it's in the ESDOC.
Whether it's a cluster or whatever. Yes. We required them for a reason, you know, so I don't know why, and I don't think we've been engineering or logistical hardship as to why it shouldn't be done.
We'd have to sit down and look at the records and see how many have single side and how many have both sides. It'd be a lot of, it'd take a while. Because there's a mix. But the mix could be that the standards are the ones that have one side. I'm not sure.
I think the standards have been given that, you know, oftentimes they're either half acre or more likely a 3/4 acre lot. And so I think those we've been more amenable to the.
No, I'm not disagreeing. I just don't know.
Yeah, I think that in my recollection, that's predominantly what we do, and I think it's been pretty uniform with cluster subdivisions that we've been requiring the sidewalks on both sides.
One of the things that we've heard more recently has been that the additional sidewalks require more impervious surface. Just something to think about.
Right, that's been part of the argument. You know, do we?
Not taking any position one way or the other, but that's just something we've heard.
Because I don't know what else they could say. But that's a fact. It's more impervious surface.
The other one, again, not taking a position, is that it's more of a economic burden on the homeowners association to maintain it down the road.
Yeah, it's true that a lot of it's we're getting from other projects that have said that too. We're getting associations now that are expressing concerns that they don't want to take care of the amenities that were presented by the applicant and required by the commission. These are the buyers. They don't want to take care of that pool because there's not enough lot to support it. That's probably an extreme example. That's the most expensive thing they could put in, but sidewalks is another.
Yeah. It seems to me, too, this subdivision is still just going through its agency approvals and might not be available for sale for another several years.
We also just had the last cluster subdivision, the Pelican Point.
Right.
It was approved from one side, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Was?
But we'd have to look.
Because the...
We can double check.
Because of the layout with the park.
We have it laid out.
And when they changed the one prior to that without going to the public hearing, that's when they got it dropped where they didn't have to put any sidewalks on the piece to the west. Remember Mr. Schrader got us on that one?
Stonewater Creek?
I believe it was Stonewater Creek.
The original. That was in 7 through 10. Is that right? Yeah, the back portion of what's now Pelican Point. But you got Stonewater Creek on the east side of 5, and you got Stonewater Creek 1, 2, and 3, and 7 through 10 on the western side, and they changed it to Pelican Point to be a separate title because of the road separated the two. So they changed the title of both projects.
We took the condition off of sidewalks?
I thought we added the sidewalk with Pelican.
I think changed right. I think it's one side.
I believe.
We can verify. It's a different issue. We can verify that.
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to make a motion on subdivision 2008-5 Batson Creek Estates as a revised preliminary. My motion is going to be for approval of the revised preliminary showing the deletion of a cul-de-sac along the western portion of the site, thereby eliminating two stream ditch crossings and preserving 100% of the forested area. My motion is not going to consider the request to change the condition requiring sidewalks on both sides of the streets.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for subdivision 2008-5 with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right.